I understand is an absolute sun trap over the past couple of weeks. Yeah. I think they've all literally, well, not literally, but they felt like they're boiling alive at times. I mean, Novak mentioned the weather. I think Casper mentioned the weather as well. We have been blessed with two of the most beautiful weeks you could imagine. This really has been the first overcast day. And of course, yesterday it began to get a little dark. But the humidity and the breeze has presented challenges for everybody as well, of course.
Yeah, that first week, that breeze was wreaking havoc on Court Philippe Chatrier in particular. And but yeah, I cannot remember a version of Roland Garros that was just this lovely. It's been every single day.
It's been nearly flawless, the weather, hasn't it? And we did have a moment before this final where it looked like the roof might be closed. As it was, the clouds kept away.
Well, Novak is now conducting an interview with the dark-haired lady who was talking to Casper Ruud a few moments ago. Casper is just off to the right-hand side. He's doing what he has to do. He's the ultimate pro, as Novak said during his victory speech. Everybody's got huge respect for Casper Ruud. He's one of the good guys of the sport, and hopefully he'll get his reward one day. But of course, it's such a fiercely competitive battle. You've got Carlos Alcaraz gnashing his teeth after what happened in the semi-finals. And somewhere, Rafa, no doubt, is, or has been, watching this and penny for his thoughts this time next year. How surprised, if at all, would you both be if I was to say to you, looking into my crystal ball, the same one that tipped Carolina Muchova, by the way, as a dark horse.
I picked Novak, just to say.
well done.
I picked no
but,
one.
But 12 months from now, would you be surprised if Rafa was back out here picking up a 15th Roland Garros title and a 23rd Grand Slam crown?
I would not be surprised.
Nor would I. I wouldn't be remotely surprised. I mean, we're used to these players doing incredible things. And Rafael Nadal, Roger Federer, of course, now retired. Novak Djokovic today showing us again that we've had this extraordinary era. You know, we've talked about him tying the record set by Serena Williams or tying Serena Williams on 23 Grand Slam singles titles. It's an extraordinary amount, but it's also an extraordinary reflection of the last 15, 20 years of tennis. It's been absolutely astonishing. What an era to be covering the sport. What an era to be watching the sport.
Yeah, it really spoils you. And with Rafael Nadal, I mean, you have to think that it, you know, Roland Garros becomes a target. It becomes the focus, whether it's Roland Garros and Paris, obviously the Olympics coming in, all that sort of stuff. But specifically Roland Garros, if this is towards the end, if this is becoming the swan song, that's the focus, which means everything is geared towards being healthy for it, being fit, being trained, being ready to go. And I just don't think that he will take the court unless he thinks he can win seven matches here.
That's a really good point. And well, yeah, I completely agree. I think if he's here, he'll be here to win.
Yep.
Well, Novak's now made his way to French television. I think that's Michael Laudre.
It is. It is Michael Laudre who's working for France TV here.
And then presumably once he's conducted that interview, he will join Mats Wilander and Tim Hemman on Eurosport as well. Sadly, our time is almost up. God willing, we will all be back in 12 months to see perhaps if Rafa can reassert his authority, whether Novak's heading towards what by then may be a 27th Grand Slam title. Who knows? Maybe a young Frenchman will finally step up to the plate 41 years after Yannick Noah and the likes of Caroline Garcia. Of course, the French have got so much talent. For whatever reason, it doesn't seem to happen for them here at RG. Final thoughts from you guys as you head back home, be it on the train or the plane. Lady E, what were your standout memory of these 2 weeks in Paris be?
Well, the easy answer is this, because we've seen something astonishing today. But I think actually my standout memory is the interaction we've had from our listeners, which has been absolutely fantastic. Or anyone who, if you sent us a tweet, if you sent us an email today, of course, we haven't had the opportunity to read too many of them. But over the course of these 2 weeks, you're such an important part of our team. You're such an important part of our coverage of Roland Garros. And hopefully we'll see you again next year.
Courtney?
Yeah, for me, I mean, standout memories, I don't know. I mean, it's kind of all over the place at the moment. But Alina Svitolina, just her incredible run through, emotional run through to the deep rounds here at Roland Garros. I think Carolina Muchova, obviously, her performance against Aryna Sabalenka, that was a match of the tournament for me. Just unreal, just the level that those two displayed and being able to come back at the end. And then Iga Swiatek, that trophy, man, it's tricky. You know, it's tricky to keep that top on. So, yeah, just Iga completely duffing the iconic trophy lift. Incredible. But those were, just because that's my job, those are the things that stand out. But I agree with Eleanor. I mean, just seeing the exact same names, you know, every single day in our Twitter, in our email boxes, the community that Radio RG builds every 2 weeks is lovely. And hopefully you all will follow us wherever we go. We'll try and do the same, but it's been fun.
Oh, we need to try and get Stefan on air next year. He is the unsung hero of Radio Roland Garros, and we all owe him many, many debts of gratitude.
Well, I can give you a little exclusive, as we do give Stefan a round of applause. I have interviewed him for a little feature.
Ooh.
That when it's available, I'll try and put on my Twitter account. Have I mentioned it's at @Marcus_Buckland recently?
You've mentioned it about as many times as Simon's mentioned his book.
Well, on that note, thank you, Eleanor Preston. Thank you, Courtney Nguyen. Thanks to all our team. I don't want to run through the whole lot because I'll miss somebody, but of course the Empress Gigi, who's back finishing off the massage that was rudely interrupted because the second set went so quickly. She manages things brilliantly behind the scenes. Stefan is an absolute titan. For me, it's just a pleasure to be part of the team. My overriding memory will be of a poor pigeon who was accused, after jumping on another pigeon's back, of doing something that he shouldn't do in a public park. I'm convinced it was purely innocent. Thank you so much, everybody. From me, Marcus Buckland, and the team, until next year, it's au revoir.
Return from the deuce court, because Federer's forehand is absolutely lethal. Silence, s'il vous plaît.
Radio Roland Garros.
Radio Roland Garros. Quiet, please. Players are ready.